Welcome to Mammon Audio. Sometimes children do things with the best of intentions but which are fundamentally naughty and wrong. And sometimes that earns them a sore bottom off an adult. Donna found herself on the end of a smacking on just such an occasion. She writes, I was just 6 years old, and because my single mum had to have a minor operation, I was farmed out to stay with my nana and granddad for a few days. That sounds like criticism, but actually I loved both my grandparents very much and was stoked to go and stay away from home for a few days like a big girl, although I did miss my mum. My grandparents' house had a modest garden, which was my granddad's pride and joy. As well as all kinds of flowers, he also grew a lot of his own fruit and veg. One afternoon I was playing happily outside when I got an idea I would pick some flowers for Nana. I went through the garden, plucking blooms from plants fairly indiscriminately. I was told when I was older that even picked the flower off a potato plant. Once I was done, I found a bit of old string in Grandad's shed, tied them all together and took them to my Nana, pleased as punched with myself. Imagine my surprise when instead of being delighted, Nana's face turned to thunder when she saw what I'd done. Grandad's face was even worse, a picture of deep shock and sadness. Nana took the flowers off me and placed them on the table. You wicked little girl. Who gave you permission to pick those flowers? The garden is Grandad's special place and you have ruined it. I began to be aware that I was in big trouble and that, along with Grandad's demeanor, was enough for me to burst into tears. Nana was having none of it. She sat down on the sofa and drew me towards her. Well, Donna, I really didn't think I would have to smack you while you were staying here, but you need to learn a good lesson. Her hands went to the button of my jeans and with practiced hands she quickly undid them and lowered them to my ankles. Then she did the same thing with my knickers, so my bare bottom was now facing back towards Grandad in his armchair. Seconds later I was across her lap, her rough tweed skirt itching against my bare front and legs. That was the least of my worries, though, as she began to slap my bare bum methodically and hard. Nana's hand was hardened by years of housework and my soft little girl's bottom was no match for it. I cried and screamed freely as the punishment was applied. When I was let up off her knee I wanted to run away, but Nana held me firmly by the hands and my tears gradually subsided. Nana reached up the sleeve of her cardigan and fished out a hanky and dabbed my eyes with it, then ordered me to blow my nose. Now go and say sorry to your granddad. I hobbled over to my granddad, my knickers still down, and he hugged me and rubbed my sore bare bottom. Did that hurt? He asked. I gave a remaining little sob and nodded. Well, Donna, hopefully Nana has taught you a good lesson there, but if you're a naughty girl again while you're staying here I shall smack you myself and you shall have the belt across your bare bottom. Do you understand? I hiccuped another affirmative. As I grew up, looking back this was a really unfair punishment from my grandparents as I really hadn't understood what I was doing. I believe there were some sharp words privately between my mum and her parents after she had collected me and found out about the smacking. Mum certainly believed in tanning my arse when she felt I needed it, but I think she too felt this was an overreaction.